present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, we're delighted to welcome back into the fourth seat Andre Melle to pit her wits against our three regular male competitors in Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and of course without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we're going to begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, would you talk about the multitude? The multitude for 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, that has a kind of biblical ring about it. Reminds me of the meal of loaves and fishes. But nowadays, it really refers to the great mass of people who decide what kind of entertainment is going to be provided on television, for instance. One third of them usually answer the Gallup pollster yes, and the other section of an equal size say no, and a last and final cross.
Oh, Andre Melle challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, he couldn't cry and divide the sections and portions and departments up. But well tried, Peter. You did keep going for 32 seconds without being interrupted. I agree with Andre's challenge of hesitation, so she gets a point. She takes over the subject. 28 seconds on the multitude, starting now.
I think that one could use this word not only in the context of people, but perhaps insects, locusts, for instance. One might refer to a great amount of these.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree. Yes, more of a dry up than a hesitation. But there are 13 seconds now on the multitude with you, Peter, starting now.
This other group of people usually say they don't know. But I would like to make this appeal to them, all these individuals whom one masses together in this.
Is speaking when the whistle goes, and as you know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds up gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones who started with the subject, and therefore he has a commanding lead at the end of the first round. In fact, Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams have hardly to speak yet. Andre Melle, will you begin this one? The present I most like to receive. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
The present I most like to receive is one that I give to myself. Then I know it's going to be something I really want, and I don't have to get my face ready with that expression of rapturous delight when somebody else gives you a gift and you have that sinking feeling you're going to hate it. I am lucky enough to have several things which I bestow upon me, because, for example, my mother...
Clement Freud has challenged.
It's deviation of grammar. You bestow it on yourself, not on you.
Yes, I think, as we do play this game fairly toughly, that it's probably a legitimate challenge, and you have a point, Clement, and the subject. 34 and a half seconds on the present I most like to receive, starting now.
The present I most like to receive is wine. I don't care at all whether this beverage comes from Austria or Germany, Yugoslavia, Romania, nay, even California. France produces this stuff in Burgundy as well as in Bordeaux, and I think that of the latter province, known as claret in this country, I like more than other. In fact, if anybody asks me what the present I would most like to receive is, it is not sack, definitely not beer, not even cider.
He was challenged on the buzzer, but he just got in time. I don't know what... I think it was Andre challenged. What was it going to be?
But there were three knots within the last half second.
There were. You should have
never bothered them little words.
You should have got in. Clement, you gained the point for speaking when the whistle went. You have now crept up on Peter Jones, and we have come round to you, Kenneth, a moment that a lot of us wait for with great pleasure in just a minute. Would you talk on people I enjoy? for 60 seconds, starting now.
People I enjoy are the kind that can always have recourse to a charming, racy, or amusing anecdote, depending, of course, on one's proclivities in these matters. Mine are manifold, and nothing is more delightful than to have those about me whose mental activity is so full of a and inner joy, and I would add nobility, that the evening seems almost to race by, and one looks at the heavy jowls and the beards that adorn the faces of these collocutors, and one thinks, oh, what a joyous day it was that I first came upon this wonderfully energetic countenance and those eyes, almost sapphire blue, and reminding one in a strange way of the Mediterranean.
Williams started with the subject.
I was just being nice. I must have repeated myself some.
No, actually, Kenneth, you didn't. You did it very beautifully and magnificently, and you kept going. I must say, the last 10 seconds was very tense.
Oh.
We were all wondering whether you were going to keep it up.
It wasn't tense for me. I mean, very loose.
You must have a lot of very enjoyable people about you, because I could see from the way you were looking, you were describing their countenance. Mm,
did you get the reference to Kenneth?
Yes, we
did.
Got
you get
that.
It? Yeah.
I also got the reference to me. Anyway, you did magnificently, and of course you get a bonus point for keeping going without stopping. Peter Jones, you begin the next round. People I don't enjoy. Can you talk on that subject now for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, there aren't so many of them as the ones I do enjoy. But, for instance, when I'm approaching in my car at T-junction, and the car coming from my right...
Clement Freud.
Two cars.
Yes, I'm afraid
yes,
if you're
sorry,
going to talk
said,
about motoring...
internal combustion engine or something. Yes, quite.
Automobile or another one,
yes,
but not car again. 49 seconds left. People I don't enjoy, Clement, starting now.
People I particularly don't enjoy are those who press buzzers at inopportune moments when I'm in the middle of speaking intelligently about a subject such as people I don't enjoy. As I love Andre Melly very much, I forgive her completely, but there are other people whom I loathe and despise, in particular the ones who didn't come here today, because last week we had an absolutely rotten audience. And I'm so glad that no one is here this evening, because you're...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He said, here, here, twice. I mean, he said, repeated here.
And I was pretty nice about the audience doing it.
Yes, you were, very nice.
All right, Peter, that's a very tough challenge. He
it
did
is
say,
very tough, Peter,
but
you know.
But if he makes the challenge, I have to be fair within the rules of the game, and he did repeat here, so, Peter, you get the point. 11 seconds for people I don't enjoy, starting now.
And they jostle one in post offices. They push one off the moving...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of one.
Yes, you're going to be tough that way, you get a tough
oh,
one
it's
back.
All-
So 5 seconds now on people I don't enjoy, Clement, starting now.
Let me have men about me who are loose.
How disgusting. Here, all the way from King's Cross, a family show.
Kenneth, I'm terribly confused. Last few weeks back, you established that you moved to Baker Street.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
As your comment was devious, obviously your challenge was devious, and therefore it was incorrect, and therefore Clement Freud has another point of the 3 seconds on people I don't enjoy, Clement, starting now.
I don't enjoy people who wear therapeutic sandals at me.
Clement Freud, with the help of some incorrect challenges, managed to gain a number of points in that round, including one for speaking when the whistle went, so he has gained a commanding lead at the end of the round. Andre Melle, back with you, subject playing safe. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
The very best way of playing safe is, I suppose, to be dead. Then you can't have any catastrophe before
Clement,
you...
Clement Williams has charged.
Oh, yes, this is ridiculous. Obviously, people who are dead can't play safe, nor can they play anything else, can they?
I think that's a very good thought. Once you're dead, it's finished. You're not playing safe or playing anything, are you?
Yeah.
Well said. All right, Kenneth, you have a point for that. And 42 seconds on playing safe starting now.
It is, of course, to be so morally neutral and, I would say, in every other sense, that you sit on the fence and, in the process, split yourself right up the middle. Now, various people disapprove of this kind of behaviour, and those who supported the Chamberlain administration and the one that was accused so often of being appeasers during the crisis that flew up over that business with Adolf Hitler.
Well, Melly has challenged you.
Oh, he's going on and on and on all about history, and he's not talking anymore about playing safe.
Well, if anybody plays safe, I'm going to afford Chamberlain
wasn't he
all right, Kenneth, I'm supporting you. I think the point he's making was that Chamberlain...
Straight away she rushes in and attacks you. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I've noticed you do the same on occasions too, Kenneth.
Only with justification. Only when I am provoked, you see. That's why. Well,
she was provoked then. And she felt that her challenge was justified, but I am afraid I disagree with her. So you get another point and you continue with playing safe. 10 seconds starting now.
And I have actually been given banknotes and people have played safe with me and said, will you look after them on our behalf?
So then Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, and he has leapt forward at the end of that round, which he loves to do, but alas, only into second place. But he's ahead of Peter Jones and Andre Melly and Clement Freud. Your turn to begin. The subject, striking oil. Would you talk about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the absolutely certain things about striking oil is that oil will come up. Get a spoon and wham it, bash it, hit it, or animate the surface in any other way, and the result will be a small gusher, which will be exactly as edible or attractive as the substance which you agitated in the first place. There are, at the moment, in the channel around our coasts, a number of companies who are actually looking for oil of...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, they're not in the channel. They are looking for oil in the North Sea.
They are certainly looking for oil in the North Sea. I don't know if they're looking for oil
in
the
channel.
Well, all right. There may be companies looking for oil in the channel. There may be companies we don't know about. You see, this is my problem on decisions. So I think in a situation such as this, I have to put it to the superior wisdom and judgment of our charming and delightful audience.
Well, they don't know whether people are looking for it.
It doesn't matter, Peter. This is the way I get out of an impossible decision. They may not know, they may have no idea at all, but they will give a decision. So if you agree that they are looking for oil in the English Channel, you
should... I didn't say the English Channel.
He didn't say
no, in the channels around our coast. In other words, if you agree with Peter's challenge, you boo. And if you disagree with his challenge, you cheer. And you all do it together now. You're booing, so what does that mean? You're booing his challenge, so you're with Clement Freud.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're with Peter Jones, are you?
Like, but most of them cheered anyway.
Why don't they get a chairman on this program who can think? All right. So,
they... might be onto a good thing here. They seem to know where the oil is.
All right. Well, anyway, you've struck oil with this audience, Peter. You have a point because the audience consider your challenge was justified and the subject, and there are 27 seconds on striking oil starting now.
And they're looking for it around the coasts of Australia.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
The subject is striking oil, not looking for it.
It doesn't matter. You've got to look for it before you can strike it. So Peter Jones has another point, and there are 24 seconds on striking oil starting now.
And any moment now, we may hear the news that they have struck oil there. Now, in America, on one of the film lots around, I think, 20th Century Fox, they discovered, even in the last decade, that they were sitting on a gold mine, in the sense that the oil underneath amounted to the value of several million.
Oh, Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. So he has moved forward in that round and taken second place ahead of Kenneth, but still behind Clement Freud, our leader. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. The English Gog and Magog. One of those
delightful subjects that I think here Mester thinks of especially for you. But would you now talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, these are, of course, the remnant of this race of giants who are descended from this Emperor Diocletian. But there are two effigies, you know, which did stand for some time outside Guildhall, and therefore English Gog and Magog, I think, must specifically refer to these things. They were carved beautifully in a sort of stone, probably Portland, and they represented, I would say, primeval forces. And it's interesting, like gargoyles on a cathedral, how Western man, with his sophisticated and civilized way of life, has on occasion delight in resorting to these symbols of the past, like Gog and Magog, who perhaps cast your imaginative faculties way back into the mists of antiquity. And a writer like Morley, who will discuss druidic customs and things like...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of things like...
You rotten thing, you only had 4 seconds to go.
It's about as long as I wish to talk about Gog and Magog.
Well said, Clement, but yes, we thought for once we were going to have a unique record in just a minute. Somebody was going to keep going on the subject they started with twice in the same show. It didn't quite happen. Clement Freud, you have a point. 4 seconds on the English Gog and Magog, starting now.
I first came across Gog and Magog in a Latin gender rhyme.
So, Clement Freud getting in then before the whistle, gain the extra point and increase his lead. At the end of that round, Peter Jones, we're back with you. What I do at midnight. Now, why should you laugh at the thought of what Peter Jones might do at midnight? You must have horrid minds, or very unkind ones. Peter Jones, that's the subject. Will you talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's not something that I really want to discuss.
Kenneth Williams, we know what you're going to say.
Yes, quite. Well, if you know what I'm going to say, you need me to say it, yes.
If you haven't said anything...
Well, you presumably are going to tell them. You say you know what I'm going to say. Tell them. Well, tell them then.
You're going to say, well, if he doesn't know what he's going to say, let him shut up and let me get on with it.
On the contrary, the point of this game is to discuss what you give us on the card, right?
Yes.
He says he doesn't want to discuss it, so I say give the subject to me.
Yes, you put it beautifully.
Yes is the word he was searching for.
But I'm going to discuss...
Oh, why don't you shut your mouth and give someone else a chance? You've done nothing but talk on this show. It's always the same. You come here and dominate it. It's a disgrace.
Yes.
He said, I don't want to talk about it, he said. That's
all
what
right.
He said.
But
if you don't want to talk about it, shut up. I'll have a go.
Even if he doesn't want to talk about it, the object of the game is to try and talk about it, which is exactly what Peter Jones was doing, and he has 56 seconds. So you charge with only 4 seconds in. What I do at midnight, Peter, starting now.
Because many people who listen may be overstimulated, excited, they may take exception to it, or worse still...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation is discussing other people's reactions to something. The subject is what I do at midnight.
Well, it's other
and
people's reaction
saying,
to what I do that's the important thing.
Peter justified what he was saying, so he has another point, and there are 49 seconds on what I do at midnight, starting now.
Well... Just after...
Clendry Melly. Yes, I agree, Andre. 47 seconds on what I do at midnight, starting now.
What I do at midnight does vary, because sometimes I may be in a very deep sleep, and here...
Kenneth wins a challenge.
Deviation. She can't do anything if she's in a deep sleep, so why talk about it?
Well, she can dream, can't she?
What I do at midnight is yes. I'm in a deep sleep. I can't do anything in a deep sleep.
Well, you could be dreaming. You could be twitching.
That isn't doing in the sense
yes, it
that we
is.
Call
you could be turning
doing.
Over and putting the bed.
Of course it is. You're talking a load of rubbish. When you're doing your acting, you're going about, you should see me when I'm really going at something. I'm not laying there deep breathing.
I have heard people say, what did you do at midnight last night when I was
fast
asleep?
Yeah, when
they
ask you, it's another matter entirely. Half the time you are asleep.
And the person says, I don't know.
Ludicrous,
in any case, there's nothing in the rules that says we can't talk a load of rubbish.
Are we getting into or again? What's that?
Repeat it.
There's nothing in the rules that says we can't talk a load of rubbish.
I don't know whether the applause was for Peter Jones's remark or for who they thought it was intended for. So, having said that, Andre Melly, you have a
share it among yourselves.
Well said, Peter. 40 seconds with you, Andre, now, on What I Do at Midnight, starting now.
I turn to the left and then the right, wiggle my toes, stretch and curl up tighter, and hear Mommy coming from the other room. So I get up very slowly and drowsily drunk with sleep, go to see what my young daughter wants, find that it's a glass of water or too hot, cold, wants to go wee-wee. Oh.
Clement Freud is challenged.
It was the second wee.
Yes.
Charmingly put, Clement. You almost deserve a bonus point for your... So, you have 19 seconds on What I Do at Midnight, Clement, starting now.
What I Do at Midnight is to try to turn into a pumpkin, because my children said it was very important that I should do so. I get a piece of green plastic and drape myself in it entirely, painting from inside signs and... memorable.
Andre Melly's challenge.
The hesitation before the memorable.
Yes, I think he was got as close to hesitation as is possible to get with...
Do you think Ian could not put the whistle in his mouth until he intends to blow it? One is lulled into a sense of feeling that there can only be 2 or 3 seconds. And he seems to put his whistle in his mouth earlier and earlier.
Like... I know. Andre Melly, you have a correct challenge. 4 seconds of What I Do at Midnight, starting now.
Occasionally, I go in the kitchen and have a glass of milk and 2 biscuits.
Andre Melly was then speaking when the whistle went, but Andre, I'm afraid you're still in fourth place, but you've moved up on Kenneth Williams, who's moving up on Peter Jones, who's moving up on our leader, who is still Clement Freud. A hell of a lot of a moving going on in this program, isn't it? Andre Melly, will you begin the next round? Limericks. 60 seconds, starting now.
There once was a dean of St. Paul's who looked at the cracks in the walls.
Clement Freud is challenged.
I was trying to save us from...
You didn't succeed.
I didn't have to.
No, you didn't have to. All that happens is Andre Melly gets a point because she wasn't deviating from limericks, and there are 53 seconds starting now.
If we stick them with glue, do you think that will do? And the answer he got was, certainly not, it'll be absolutely inadequate. This is the only limerick that I know, and in spite of Clement Freud, it is reasonably clean. Some of them are filthy, and that's why...
Clement Freud is challenged. Chairman, you've challenged. Why?
If it's the only limerick she knows, how does she know that the others are clean?
Because it's probably she means it's the only one she knows, having committed it to memory.
No,
she might knows.
Knows means having knowledge.
Knows can also mean that she can have knowledge that other limericks exist, but she does not know any by heart to recite. That's the way I interpret it. So Andre keeps the subject, and there are 37 seconds on limericks starting now.
I am very pleased to get the point, but I'd love Clement to have it so as I could learn some dirty ones, as I believe there are a great many of them.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Yes, she said dirty before. I just said it again.
All right, Kenneth, you have the subject now, and there are 28 seconds on limericks starting now.
Well, there was a young lady arrived who ate a green apple and died. And the apple fermented inside the demented made cider inside her inside.
Clement Freud, your challenge came first.
What's the challenge?
Inside the inside.
Inside her inside. Insider.
Where's the repetition?
Inside her inside.
Inside her inside is in, I-N, side, S-I-D-E, her inside, I-N, S-I-D-E, or one word. So, there are 17 seconds, Clement, starting now.
There was a young man from Japan whose poetry never would scan. When asked reasons why, he replied with a sigh, "Well, you see, I always try to get as many words into the last line as I possibly can." Now, this is a limerick, which...
Well, Clement Roy was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained that extra point, and having got a delightful laugh on his particular limerick, even if you thought that Kenneth deserved the point before the end, it wouldn't have made any difference to the final result, and we did have a limerick from Clement as well. Peter, you're the only one who hasn't given us a limerick. Do you know one?
No, I don't know any. No, good. I can't remember them.
All right, so we have no more time to play Just a Minute this week, unfortunately, so let me give you the final score. Andre Melle was just in fourth place, 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was 2 points behind Peter Jones, who was quite a few points behind our winner, who is once again Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.